Communities in Western Alaska are sharing $5.6 million in federal grants to relieve soaring energy costs. The money comes from the Department of Agriculture's Rural Development High Energy Cost Grant Program, which offers grants to relieve energy costs in areas that are more than 275% above the national average, which for electricity is about 26 cents per kilowatt hour. The big winner of the annual grant is the Yukon Delta community of Kipnuk, with about 100 miles southwest of Bethel. It's getting just shy of $3 million for three wind turbines and about 100 thermal stoves.
In my area here, our kilowatt hour is at 61 cents.
William Ishtuhuk owns Chininuk Wind Group. He was yelling into his phone because he was walking on one of the company's wind farms. The wind group is helping Kipnuk with those thermal stoves, which use wind power to heat large arrays of bricks. Ishtuhuk says the stoves can be fully charged with about a day's worth of wind, and they can provide heat for 3 to 4 days.
You know, once you turn the stove on, there's enough stored energy to heat up in a matter of minutes, 10 cents per kilowatt hour.
The grant is also providing relief in Noatak, more than 580 miles north of Kipnuk, where Tribal Administrator Herbert Walton says every ounce of fuel from gasoline to diesel for the town generators has to be flown in.
Oh, I don't weave that barge for over 20 years. Everything is flown in. River's too shallow for barges to come this way. It's $8.99 for the stove oil. It's the same price for the gas. All the building material and all the food and fuel, all that's flowed in.
Noatak is part of AVEC, the Alaska Village Electrical Cooperative that serves 55 communities in Alaska. The grant gives AVEC over $390,000 to replace a diesel engine that's 23 years old. The new and more fuel-efficient engine will also have a marine manifold that can help recover waste heat for the engine. With electricity in Noatak at 81 cents a kilowatt hour, AVEC President Mira Kohler says it'll help trim energy bills, if only slightly.
It will allow for the use of more energy out of the same amount of diesel, hopefully displace some gallons of heating fuel, and reduce the number of gallons that we use to generate electricity, so the cost of electricity should go down slightly, close to a 10% reduction.
The Denali Commission is a federal agency that provides utility services in many areas of the state and is also getting the remaining $2.3 million for new facilities in several rural communities. USDA Alaska says the last time one of the Earl Energy grants was awarded was in 2012.